The day Martin Luther King's birthday is observed is a very good day to talk about social justice in the world. And that was what Dr. King worked for 50 years ago. The effort still continues, maybe in different places on behalf of different people, but the effort still continues. Southern Oregon University hosts its first ever social justice conference later this week. It is titled the Social Justice Conference, Racial Inequities and Community Building Strategies. It'll be held Friday and Saturday at SOU in Ashland. Marvin Woodard Jr. is the Multicultural Resource Center Coordinator, MRC Coordinator at Southern Oregon University and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Marvin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Tell us a bit about the MRC and what it does at Southern Oregon University.
Well, it is a gathering space, or rather a hub for all students, but our point of focus for underrepresented populations, our students of color, are those that have been traditionally marginalized. We serve as a place for them to come and connect with their community and also to share ideals and to collect together and really to promote their cultures, to educate others about what's happening within their culture and to stay in touch with their culture. So we have people who are from Southern California, where a diverse population is definitely located there, and then they come up here and it's not here. So it's a space for folks really to come in and see familiar faces.
The student can really feel disjointed, I'm thinking, particularly moving from an urban area to a place like Ashland, Oregon, where not only the town but the campus itself are not very minority heavy.
That's true. But I think that's where the Multicultural Resource Center and all of the resource centers really kick in. We do a fantastic job of promoting community. Our big theme is the inclusive we, not the exclusive we. So while we're promoting that community piece, we leave no one out. So it's an opportunity for everyone to get to the table to have a conversation about how to be better with each other.
So you're saying there's no sense at the Multicultural Resource Center like this is just for the minority populations. Everybody's welcome.
Everyone's welcome. This is not the Students of Color Club, not by any means.
What then are some of the activities that go on through the MRC?
Well, what are some of the activities that don't go on through the MRC?
It's a long list, I'm sure.
It's a pretty good list. We're the home for the identity-based clubs and organizations. These are student-run clubs and organizations like the Black Student Union, Native American Student Unions, the International Student Association, Latino Student Union, Aopa Hawaii Club, as well as a base for our UN club. And I hope I have not forgotten anyone. I think they do a fantastic job promoting some of the more traditional events that happen within those communities, like the powwow and the luau for the Native American Hawaii Club, two of our largest cultural events on campus and also two of our longest running cultural events on campus. Everything from Cinco de Mayo to the celebration of the Posadas, as well as our Black History Month and participating in our Martin Luther King event for the Black Student Union.
Which will be a busy day today, I know.
Very busy day. They're already up. Phone calls started at 7 o'clock this morning about where do I need to be? Who's picking me up?
And is that part of the Ashland celebration at noon at the Armory?
Yes, it is.
All right, so a busy day again. So the Social Justice Conference will take place later this week. I guess for the benefit of people who are not used to hearing the term yet, because it seems to have really risen in the last few years, when we say social justice, what do we mean?
Well, when we say social justice, and I'm going to give you my definition, we're looking at the bigger picture of human rights, of what it takes for people to be able to live a life that is truly worth living and have access to all of the same perks that the dominant culture might have access to. So we're really talking about breaking down privilege and breaking down power and destroying glass ceilings for different people. So and it's not just a race thing. I think that's the biggest part. We're looking not just at race, but at health care, at education, at employment, at opportunity to participate in extracurricular activities that may be limited based on socioeconomic status. So our social justice conference is really looking at a lot of the different pieces that affect our communities.
And when you talk about the way that you can divide things up, though, to figure out, you know, who's got stuff and who doesn't, it ends up being much more of an economic thing than a racial thing, right?
It usually does. And that's one of the pieces that we definitely talk about quite often is that, you know, money is power. And everyone has some point of privilege. And so we had to acknowledge that. So even I, as a young man who may have been traditionally marginalized, I recognize that I have a certain amount of privilege that comes to it. And I also have a certain amount of privilege that is definitely money-based compared to maybe some others in the same culture. So we address that quite often.
We are talking about the Social Justice Conference coming later this week to Southern Oregon University, titled The Social Justice Conference, Racial Inequities and Community Building Strategies. Let's hear your thoughts on social justice, particularly economic injustice and imbalance. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. When you set up something like a social justice conference, though, first of all, do you consider what you can present, or do you consider who the audience should be?
It's a little bit of both. Really, our campus theme really set us up to have a fantastic social justice opportunity, our conference opportunity. So we jumped on our campus theme right away.
And the campus theme for the academic year for Southern Oregon University is race.
Yes. And we had been exploring that option. Do we want to have this conference? I mean, we've been talking about it probably for the last 5, maybe 6 years. And last year, we really got a head of steam going with our campus theme. How can we tie even closer to our campus theme? And this conference came out of it. And when we looked at the conference, okay, let's have the conference happen. Who's our target audience? Well, the next batch of leaders will be our target audience. We definitely want to encourage others to participate, but we need to get our folks who are walking out of these doors to recognize, you know, what those issues are so that they can become those champions of change and social justice.
Particularly at this point in history, and of course, here we are talking about this on the day that Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday is observed. I mean, in your own life, did you think that we might have moved past these discussions of social justice or addressing social justice because there is injustice, that we might have not been having these discussions for a few years now because things would have been taken care of?
No. I will say no. I definitely agree with my grandmothers who have always said it will get better and it will continue to get better, but don't ever think that it will just go away.
It's never over, in other words.
It's never over. And you know, which I really appreciated about Dr. King, because he recognized that, yes, we've made some strides in the civil rights area, but we have to move our civil rights movement to a social justice movement. I guess the evolution of the civil rights movement at this point, because he wanted to start tackling poverty. He wanted to start tackling the military-industrial complex. He wanted to start tackling all those issues that really made this great nation a little bit less than. And so and recognizing that those issues are still out there and having seen them growing up in Southwest Louisiana, no, I couldn't believe that they would be done by this time. But I know that we've made progress.
That's where you grew up, Southwest
Yes.
Louisiana? All right. So deep south for sure. A lot of different mixtures. Is that Cajun country there, Southwest Louisiana?
Yeah, Cajuna country is Cajun Creole country down there in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
All right. So Marvin Woodard, who... you talked about you want the leaders to attend, and let's talk about some of the people who will be presenting there. In fact, tell us about the keynote speaker, Dr. Emily Drew, and her work.
Oh, Dr. Emily Drew has a fantastic presentation. And, you know, I actually saw her presentation through the Friends of the Library. I believe that was the name of the program, but she was in Medford a couple years ago and did an outstanding presentation about race in Oregon. And it just always stuck in my mind as I was going from small town to small town. I wonder if this is a sundown town or not. Oh, well, I don't think it would matter at this point. But at the same time, you know, subconsciously, I'm going, hey, it's about 6 o'clock. I'm ready to go. So she really brought some things up for me. And then some of my friends that were in that presentation as well, it came up again, you know, that we should have these conversations with our students so that they understand the history and how Oregon has changed. Well, in planning this conference and race being a theme, she was just a, you know, but just a sure winner. We just really wanted someone who can really tie our campus theme to the demographics of Oregon and let our students know that, you know, hey, here it is in a big picture. Let's do something about it.
How different was that for you personally then to move from Lake Charles, Louisiana in the deep, deep south to Oregon, which granted it's a northern state, but it's also a state that upon its founding excluded black people from living here. As you pointed out, there were sundown towns. The Ku Klux Klan had a very strong presence in Ashland in the 19-teens and 20s. So what was it like adjusting to the differences, and is it all that different?
You know, there is a difference. I guess the discrimination in the South is right there. You know your lines. They're very clear. I won't go across this track. I know these are the people that I can look at, wave at, but I cannot hang out with. Up here, it was, you know, it's not as transparent. It's not as visible. And you tend to hear more about it, or you see it happen in little ways. And you go, oh, yep, there it is. That's that thing I know and I knew. But coming up here, I moved into Klamath Falls actually first. And it was not bad. I mean, to be honest, I came in as one of Danny Miles' basketball players
at Oregon Tech.
And so when I came into a community that was already supporting Danny Miles at that point in time. So it was really easy to adjust. Now, I did notice that there were a lack of black people, and I kind of questioned that in my first few minutes of being in town, but it didn't bother me. It just didn't bother me very much.
But I've heard that comparison before, and in fact, having spent about 2 years living in the South myself, I noticed that there are lines that are a lot clearer in the South. In the North, it's not that the feelings don't exist, it's just that they're a little harder to find.
They're not harder to find if you're walking around looking for them. And that's the atmosphere that you've grown up in. It's not that hard to find at all. It's when it happens and you weren't prepared for it, because it's not standing right in front of you saying, oh, no, don't come over here, or we're not going to serve you here. So it shows up when you least expect it, because it's not the South.
Has that happened? We're not going to serve you here?
It has happened in a couple of small towns in Oregon. Yeah, I've sat in a restaurant and sat with my partner at the time, who was encouraging us to leave. And I said, no, let's just sit here. And if nothing else, let's have a glass of water and have a great conversation. And maybe we won't order. But the thing is that we won't leave just because they're trying to make sure we leave.
Marvin Witter Jr. is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He is the coordinator at the Multicultural Resource Center at Southern Oregon University. We're talking about the Social Justice Conference coming to campus later this week. You still have time to join us at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782. More than the keynote speaker, Dr. Emily Drew, what are some of the other events in this conference?
Well, we have most of the presenters are our faculty, our staff presenters here, our instructors here on campus. And really building on the theme of learning how to talk about race and how to communicate with each other, how to have inclusive language. One of the ones I'm very interested in is a presentation by Dr. Ken Mulliken, apart from the role of expanding rights in United States history. Because that's kind of one of the biggest pieces about our civil rights movement and then leading into our social justice movement. Our rights are constantly being challenged or checked or in some form or fashion pushed and prodded on, and understanding where we've come from to where we're at and what we need to protect as we move forward. I'm really looking forward to that piece, but we're really kind of covering everything. And as far as race, economics, the Holocaust, we're really going to cover quite a few big topics. And hopefully our students and community members will leave more informed and ready to take some actions on it.
The discussion of rights can be an interesting one, because I'm sure lots of people feel for different reasons that their rights are getting trampled on. We talked about the rally at the state capitol yesterday in the news segments today. People rallying for gun rights because they think those rights are going to be curtailed. There's a lot of talk about Fourth Amendment rights, search and seizure with the NSA and its programs. First Amendment rights, do we get to speak? I mean, so it seems like those are always fluid. These discussions never end.
They never end. And, just the nature of our great country, right? We have to understand what our rights are, part one. And I'm a huge fan of know your history, know what people fought for, what people stood up for, what people marched for, because those are rights that as soon as one group's losing them, another group will lose them for sure. It's going to start just snowballing. And that's a major thing. I think that's one of the pieces that a lot of our students are definitely tied into. Hey, I don't want my rights being violated. I want my rights being taken away from me. But we also want them to recognize that there were other people who were fighting for these same things. This fight is still marching on. Progress is being made, but the fight hasn't stopped.
Since you're doing this for the first time, having a multicultural, a social justice conference, rather, at Southern Oregon University, how will you gauge success and decide whether there'll be a second one?
Well, I think by participation, part one, we have some fantastic topics being talked about. I'm not going to worry about our content. The content is covered. Participation will be the biggest piece, and then the follow-up. A lot of our students are conversationalists, and you know you have a great program, whether it's 30 people there or 13 people there. When they come into the center or they get into another space, and that conversation continues for 3 or 4 days. And I've seen many of our groups, and again, I point out housing and the Queer Resource Center, the Women's Resource Center, the Multi-Resource Center groups, as well as our student government. I've seen many of them do exactly that. Go to a program. 2 days later, we have an office full of people sitting on floors, stretched out on a couch, and we're still diving into that topic. So that's what we're going to really be looking for, is what's happening afterwards.
Are the events of the Social Justice Conference generally all taking place at the Stevenson Union?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're all, I think all but one. Our major keynote pieces will be in the Rogue River Room, but everything else will be either between 3:13, 3:19, and 3:30.
Okay, so up on the third floor of the Union. And if people want to come from the general public, first of all, can they? Second of all, what's the cost?
Yes, they can. It is a $40 cost, and basically that's for the – we're trying to cover our speaker fees and everything else that goes into organizing the event. But they can attend, and they can just give our Multicultural Resource Center a call at 541-552-8793, and we can take that registration on the phone. Payment won't be collected until the actual registration time on Friday at 4:30.
Okay, we'll make sure we put that number up, 541-552-8793. Look on our Facebook page for it sometime after 10:30 this morning. Marvin Witter Jr. is the Multicultural Resource Center Coordinator at Southern Oregon University. Best of luck with the Social Justice Conference.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for joining us here on the Jefferson Exchange. Hour 2 coming up on the Exchange. Please stay tuned.